Damn, baby, you bad. At least that's what I said in my mind. At least that's what I said when I seen her serving margaritas as if they were subpoenas. You could tell that she ain't had some penis in her good meaning. Her vibe said it all, so I figured I'd set it off. No Stony Frankie at all, just conversations the odds. Could put me inside a bed if I could get in ahead. But that thing was kinda hard, so I came soft instead. Asked about her interests and what she liked to do, and right to my surprise, I did the same things too. Now is this a coincidence, or am I falling victim to a player, aka a manslayer? This ain't fair, but fuck it, I'm trying to take a risk. Just like the saying, I'm proving that ignorance is bliss. Shit, but I would do anything just to feel them sexy lips around my dick. I would steal bricks from Griselda Blanco's kids and drop my ID inside their crib just to get a kiss. Cause she was that bad and that bad, and that ass was in my mind at that time. I had three drinks, had a fourth one, and shit, what do you think? I spilled all of the truth, and all the rest that was left was my middle name, mother's maiden name, and address. The things a guy would do to get a woman undressed will be the same things a nigga do to cause him his death, oh lord.
So when I first started doing music, I wanted to stay in school and kinda, you know, part-time it. I was like cool having like a local buzz or whatever, you know, nothing crazy. But then I realized like this was actually a passion. I started to fall in love with it. And quickly after that, I realized that this shit costs money. So I had to find a way to get it.
Damn, baby, you're so beautiful. Damn, baby, you so expensive. Damn, baby, I'm trying to buy you whatever you want. Know you turn me on when you flaunt, but I'm jealous as fuck. I try to buy what you acquire while you fucking it up. You giving all of your attention to them other rappers, but they ain't half as nice as I am. Oh, I get it, they got money, they twice as trapped as I am. Well, fuck it, if that's what you want, I'll go and buy an onion. It ain't lucrative as coke, but it'll surely spike the budget. If my PR and my beats cost 1200, then this 9-to-5 cutting here ain't about to cut it. So, baby, I'ma do what I gotta do to keep you. Even if your efforts ain't guaranteed or equal, even if I gotta compete with other people, I'll do what I do to prove how much I need you. Is it base? Is it lean? Is it bud? I'll make some batter and mix all of the above. We'll call it subtract. Beware, they fall in love. This what we're missing. If you're fiending, I'll scratch your itching real soon. What hit you selling? Is it base? Is it lean? Is it bud? I'll give you all that and more for the price. Just one, sit back and kick it. Grab a blunt and light up your incense. Grab your ear, relax and just listen. This the shit that the world is missing. For real, for real.
To basically sum everything up, subtrap is the art of trap music from another perspective. Instead of giving you one side of the fence, I'ma give you both sides with a message. Now a lot of the shit I haven't done personally, but when I was in and out of jail from 2009 to 2012, I took the time to ask questions. So a lot of the characters you're about to hear about are based off of real people that I encountered during my stay. However, if the parentheses on the back of this cover art reads J, I'm speaking from the perspective of me. Hopefully by the next couple of songs you'll be able to relate to myself, the plug, your everyday street hustler, your college weed lover, and maybe even your neighborhood crackhead. And with that said, I know y'all tired of me talking, let's bring this music back in.
I know both sides, and I'm gonna tell it like it is. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Both sides of the fence, I'm gonna tell it like it is. I'm gonna tell it like it is. I know both sides, and I'm gonna tell it like it is. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Both sides of the fence, I'm gonna tell it like it is. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Kick it.
Yeah. Thank you.